beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Vrilok, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show, loyal psionic knights and ladies. Well, tonight's podcast is so affectionately called A Paragon of Psionics to End Tyranny. So without further ado, let us begin. Welcome to Midgar, or Middle Earth as it was coined by J.R.R. Tolkien in his trilogy of The Lord of the Rings. Well, peoples of the free Middle Earth, we share a common enemy. If you don't realize who this enemy of freedom is, then you have been, well, you have not been paying heed to current events. But it is understandable. Most people have had their minds couched and cushioned into this passive acceptance to anything that reads Made in China. Well, I thought I might bring you all up to speed here by stating something most people would never dare to say, and that is, frankly, China today is not China. No, once upon a time, it was a very wonderful society filled with creativity, invention, and innovation. Well, it's been overrun by evil of the most sinister and diabolical sort. You know, back in the 1990s, my mentor before me used to remind me that his real goal was to abolish the CCP. Because, well, Mr. Charles Cosimano was indeed blessed by the Dalai Lama. It's a true story, and I might tell it someday. And while old Uncle Chucky, as he is so affectionately referred to by his following, does have a rather black heart, he still has some heart, just not much of a conscience, really. Those of you following me throughout the years on my other channels may remember that my first shipment of the book Psionic Robot was snatched in transport on its way to Norway by some folks in Beijing. It isn't the first time that something like this has happened, but my point of the matter is that China is a collective of big ol' sociopath mechanisms. So there can be no reasoning with such monsters, sad to say. My Taiwanese friends would agree with me. In any event, if you'd like to stay up to date on some of the more important current affairs, I suggest you give Patrick Wood a chance. Go to technocracy.news and subscribe to his newsletter, I do. Also, give Simone Gao a follow on her YouTube channel. She's interviewing some important minds on the topic of China and the United Nations, global events, and, well, you understand that the mainstream is funded by the so-called controllers, don't you? You do realize this. While I in no way believe every single shred of apparent evidence on either side of the fence here, I do see and hear for myself. And it is evident that our people in the USA have been couched, cushioned into their sofas, into accepting whatever the television tells us to believe. Well, don't believe it. You see, that is what is so great about psionics here. With psionics, we can douse, remote view, transport our remote presence, and acquire information, or simply divine if someone is lying to us. Go ahead, give it a go right now. Take out your trusty pendulum, clear your mind, do your breathing meditation, then listen to my podcast here. Relax, hold out your pendulum, and ask your pendulum if I am telling you the truth right now. Go ahead. Take a moment. You can pause this recording. Good. You see, I am telling you the truth, and you may practice this method of dowsing whenever I podcast to make sure I am telling you the truth. You really should. It is good practice for you. Alrighty then. Moving onward, it is time to make something very clear about our position in the world. That is, you and me. Our bodies are owned. The clothes on our back owned. Our houses owned. If we truly owned our properties, our houses, our investments, then we wouldn't have to pay taxes for them. Our supposed rights are owned, and every liberty we thought was uniquely ours, our own, is regulated by the so-called controllers. I'm just saying it like it is. Anyone who believes otherwise is potentially an agent of the hive mind. Well, it's starting to sound a little like that film The Matrix, isn't it? Well, it rather is something like that, though not quite. I mean, I don't hear any of that techno music following me around when I'm running away from the rioters. All right, seriously though. We who have some degree of conscience, a pulse in our hearts, or at least a dislike for tyranny of any kind, need to consider what we can do, any of us can do, individually, privately, with our psionics and magic here, to alter the course of events. Firstly, we must understand that China has shown absolute disregard to the free speech of people in Hong Kong. Next, we're looking at a potential of the CCP breaching the free nation of Taiwan. Interestingly, Taiwan hasn't been officially recognized publicly as a first world nation and a free nation, by the United Nations, at least to the best of my knowledge. Now, why do you suppose that is? Doesn't Taiwan make some of the best electronics and microprocessors? I remember working at, Rockwell Semiconductors on a freelancing project many years ago. And, I know a little bit about microprocessors. I've worked in other engineering companies. I'd reckon that Taiwan is rather top of the line in the computer processing industry. I've made many, many acquaintances and some good friends from Taiwan in my past. Back in my 20s, back in the good old days. By and far, as far as Chinese people goes, my Taiwanese associates and friends are the friendliest I've known from that corner of the world. I've met many of them as students here in the United States, and I honestly don't have any complaints about people I've met from Taiwan. They've always offered to help me find a job, or give me advice, or even on, multiple occasions I was offered tutoring from Taiwanese people for free. Although I did pay one of my tutors money out of respect and appreciation for his efforts. I was at the time learning the basics of Mandarin Chinese. I also spent time tutoring some Taiwanese students who were pursuing the craft of writing essays for college and universities. That was something I did in between looking for new contracts, freelancing, and potential jobs back in the days of my youth. It was also a good way to meet people who were more willing to lend me a hand or help me, to land a job. This is really true. The greater majority of people who have, at least in my personal experiences, who have helped me to land a job are, people from Taiwan, Latinos and Latinas, Japanese. I was hired by a Vietnamese woman. And it's true. Douse that if you like. In contrast to this, I did work one time for a Chinese boss from the mainland, and his wife from Korea, they were nice enough people. He was from the mainland of China, and he had worked in public relations and in politics as an advisor real high up. You know, and that was before he opened his business in California. Well, he turned to me one day and he said to me, "China will take over your country. You may laugh now, but watch. You'll see we will succeed." Well, or something rather like that. You know, I have never forgotten the day that he told me that. Well, in the, you know, meanwhile, at the time, my good friend, her name was Betty from Taiwan, she told me that she was really ashamed of what the CCP was doing to the United States and potentially to her country of Taiwan. You know, it is ironic that a Taiwanese person living in America knows better and more about the real global tyranny, the situation, than most Americans I've met seem to realize. Why is that? Well, as I've said, it's a mind control operation, and we have been couched, cushioned into submission, relaxing in front of the television, you know, the dumb tube, the stupid tube, and getting very, you know, obese and eating dead food and snacks, watching our intelligence drain away from our focus. Well, your Chinese adversaries do not sit around snacking on dead food. They're hardened. They've studied. They're badass, ready to rock our world, boys and girls. You know, I love going to this Latino-owned family mart nearby where I live. There's a young fellow there working there with his brothers. It's family-owned, and their family's from Mexico. He's got fire in his eyes, burning with energy and focus and determination to be the best that he can be. I spent some time talking to him. You know, and he'll just always say, "Dude, you just got to get over it. Be a man." You know, I think we need to take some lessons from people who've got that fire inside, who are ready and willing to push forward and live their lives away from the television, boys and girls. You just got to get over it and be a man. That's what he says. And he's right. You know, it's just an example. You understand, right? All right, so what can psionics do? Yeah, now we're back on topic. Firstly, you can do just about anything with psionics, provided you have free time to learn, and then the time to apply some methods. You will, as a matter of course, need to practice. Nothing comes of a wishing machine just by turning some dials. We must concentrate. Back when I was an angry and young dark magician, I created sinkholes with psionics and the infamous biocircuit chair designed by my former mentor, Charles Casimano. And I could perform such amazing feats in a day or less, including dropping targets just in 3 days, or in a week. But the real power in all of this is in the long-term operation. We must learn to think as the Chinese do, which is long-term. Yes, Americans have become short-term thinkers with a failed memory for history. Hell, some of us can't even remember where the remote control is for the television. Did it fall under the sofa? Oh yes, there it is, next to a half-empty bag of chili cheese flavored corn chips. No, it's all right. You know, I used to eat those damn things too. It's, you know, they taste really good, but after you eat them, you know, you really don't feel so good, and it's bad for your teeth, I can tell you that much. It really is. As you get older, that stuff will catch up with you. If you want healthy snacks, here's a recommendation. Grab a bag of edamame. It's good stuff. You'll feel better, too, after eating it. It does the same trick that a bag of Cheetos or corn chips will do for you, but it's, you know, it's living food. It's good for you. Or you can slice up some fresh tortillas into strips and enjoy those. I like to grill my tortillas on my barbecue. Now, sorry, folks, if you don't like Mexican food, I got to tell you, I love it because I grew up with it. And, you know, I grew up in Cali, so we eat Cali Mexi food. It's a little different, but it's, you know, to be honest, it's really damn good food, man. And I miss those, you know, just snacking on mouth-watering taquitos and carnitas. Well, in any event, my point is we must practice the long-term thinking, change who we are, reach down deep inside, and rekindle that fire inside. You gotta have the fire in your eyes. Gotta have the fire in your soul. Read my book. Download my book today, The Metaphysics of Self-Mastery, and rekindle that fire inside. And realize, you know, as we adjust to the long-term thinking, realize that radionics is the uno supremo of long-term types of operations in magic. It really is. Please consider joining my Insiders Club at vrlok.club. I have documents, journals, audio logs, and how-to videos to help you develop psionic abilities without all of the gadgetry. Well, you'll be instructed on how to build some very simple instruments, which will get the job done, and you don't have to fork out hundreds or thousands of dollars to get a powerful radionics box. I only ask that you pay the club membership of $29.99 a month, and then the power is yours inside of your mind, not the box. Come with me into the magical world, and I will teach you how to be self-empowered. I am the first student of Charles W. Casimano, the godfather of psionics. For many, many years now, I have practiced psionics, both in my personal life and global projects, and I am here to assist you in your journey into psionic magic. Thank you for joining me on Planet Vrlok tonight, and until next time, as always, always keep the magic high. This is Tom Vrlok, signing out.